Praise Jesus Christ, praise Jesus Christ indeed. Remember, all those who believe in Jesus Christ believe that He came from God. He's the only begotten Son of God, suffered for our sins, took all our sins, our curses, our diseases, and nailed on the cross. He suffered for us and paid a price, died and rose again, and has overcome Satan. And Satan has no more powers, but he cons you. He tries to con us, and those who can con us, he confuses us and cons us. How does he confuse and con us? Those who do not know the rights in Christ, those who do not keep on training their heart and mind that they are a son of God. Women, remember, you got a woman's body, but you're a son of God. You're a son of God. Remember that. Your spirit being is a son of God in a woman's body. Now, those who do not know the rights and do not exercise the rights given by God through Jesus Christ, then you'll have this problem. We have to know the rights. What is your right as a son of God? And what are your duties as a son of God? Your duty as a son of God is cast out evil spirits. Because he told in Mark 16, 17 and 18, the two issues very important, we always deal with it. Those who believe, they will cast out evil spirits in my name. These signs will follow. And those who believe, they lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. And you can cast out. And then Mark 11, 23 says, you speak to the mountain to be thrown into to the sea, believing without doubting. Without doubting what? Without doubting that Jesus said so and Jesus will do it. Jesus said so and Jesus will do it. There's another scripture in Matthew 18:19. If two are agreed on anything they ask on earth, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God will do it for them. And those who exercise these rights and walk in the way of Jesus Christ. Of course, Jesus said, you ask me anything in my name, I'll do it for you. It'll be done for you. So you need to know your rights, to know who you are, and to be willing to obey and do as a son of God. You're a son of God. Therefore, in the prayer777.com and the graceoflife.com, there are prayers to make you understand your rights. It will start off like, in the name of Jesus Christ, first of all, you start casting out the evil spirit. It will train you. You just say these prayers again and again, your heart and mind will believe, and you begin to walk in the righteousness of Christ, not in your own righteousness. You will begin to walk in the righteousness of Christ. At the same time, you will become spiritually strong because your heart and mind will know who you are in Jesus Christ. You must know you are a son of God and you have rights. Solid rights. You are united in Christ. Jesus is inside you. Father God is inside you. Now he has taken you and put you inside Jesus, who is sitting on the right hand side of Father God. The devil has no more powers. But we don't believe our power that Jesus has given. The devil cons us and begins to do all kinds of issues, including not allowing the healing to manifest. Why? The devil keeps stealing the healing. So please, go and get these prayers and start telling them. Go to the graceoflife.com. You can ask, even in the WhatsApp or whatever, you contact them. There are so many of us who will help you. Because we want everybody to know their power, their sons of God, and exercise the power. So you have to start training your heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a son of God. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross and rose again and has given me power over Satan. Satan has no more power. You start talking to your heart and mind. And then there's a list. What is a son of God? We have all kinds of power. You can trample on snakes and scorpions and nothing will harm you. Nothing will harm you. You'll cast out evil spirits in my name. You speak to the issue and the issue will go. When two are agreed on anything, Father God will do it for us. And as a son of God, I want to declare the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, your father is Father God, and he sent his own begotten son to die on the cross and died and so give you power and save you from all your sins, wash your sins. Wouldn't you want to tell about him? If you do not want to tell about Jesus Christ or others, then are you a son of God? Do you really believe? If you believe in the word of God, you will do the word of God. Jesus Christ said, If you love me, keep my commandments. So, and how you keep my command? How to keep his commandments? The commandments are not heavy, he says. Just in the name of Jesus Christ, command your heart and mind to do, to obey Mark 16:17. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to believe. To believe Mark 11:23. Oh, that's like that only. It's all words, because the word of God is Jesus Christ. So use the word that he has given us. Amen.